Welcome back, guys. And those of you that are home taking the course, I hope you really dug in and felt that. And felt how some of these things we've talked about in the Accelerated Success Formula have crossed over in all different areas of your life where you've missed opportunities. But also, as we come back into this module where I want to show you how we can overcome anything and everything, I also want you to forgive yourself, to let it go, to don't beat yourself up. When you dig in and you find the root cause of some things, it's also a time we can go, see, I've done this before. I've tried things and I failed. And we start beating ourselves up. That's not what this is about. You're not getting the point of this course if you feel that way. This is about exposing it and then throwing it away and not letting this come into our lives, allowing us to create this new version of ourselves. This is a time of celebration. This isn't a time of regret. We all have regrets. It's easy. You know, again, my brother and friend, Tony Robbins, always says, what's wrong is always easy to find. Regret, always easy to find. What could go wrong, always easy to find. But what could go right and who you're becoming and where your life can end up is also easy to find. We just get to decide which one we focus on. This is a section that I believe could be the most powerful section in the course. And I've done this for 2 decades now in pretty much every course I create. I love to work through an old story or a problem or an obstacle with people in real time, because usually when one person experiences it, so do so many others. So what we decided to do is call on some people right now and find out what they think has been holding them back and in real time work through it. The first name is Mona Castro. Mona Castro, would you like to jump on here and talk about something that has held you back in the past, or a problem you had to face, or something that is coming up in your mind right now that's maybe pulling that confidence down? I'd love if you'd be able to share. Mona, are you there?
Oh, I'm so excited.
How you doing, Mona?
Thank you guys for calling on me. I actually do have one right now. I'm an entrepreneur. I have like different businesses. And so one of the things that I have with one particular one is I'm in network marketing. And so I know that the rank that I want, like, it's like I have these days, I know I'm going to get it. But I keep telling myself, like, because it's not there, like you can't see it, it's not gonna happen, right? I keep going back and back. And so I have all these sticky notes like all around my house that say, I am SED, like all these little reminders and stuff. But then I still create this story that it's not going to happen. So right now what I'm working through is that it is gonna happen, because I actually did a game with myself. I like to do these games with the universe. And so this is actually going to be the first time that I'm telling anyone about this. But I said, dear universe, it was like a prayer before I went to bed. I said, I know that I'm going to hit my rank of SED this year if I get a gemstone in the mail that's an amethyst stone. If someone sends it to me and I can feel it and touch it in my hands in real life. And the reason why I did this game is because my mother passed away. She got killed when I was really young, and I had a dream of her one time, and she handed me an amethyst stone in my dream, and she said she was proud of me. So something that was really special to me. And I kid you guys not, it's right here. Someone on my team, I was out of town for Christmas, and I came back home like late, and she didn't know, and we never talked or anything. And I come home and I have a gift box in the mail, and sure enough, she sent me an amethyst stone, you guys.
Wow.
So I keep this next to my mom's picture next to me every single day, to remind me, you know, that I already knew I was going to get it. I know I am, but it's there now, and I can't let anything get in my way anymore. Even though I got sticky notes and stuff, it's like, it's here. So
I have to tell you, first off, Mona, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn to say, I promise you, your mom is so proud of you. That's an absolute fact. I want you to see, you know, we talked about going upstream. Did that resonate with you, Mona, on not just the, because here's what I know. You could put all the sticky notes you want. Stay positive. You're going to do this. That is a great part of it, but it's not enough, right? If you think, if that was enough, everybody would be successful. If you created just a vision board, beautiful, but not enough. And it's really a stacking effect. I want all of you to hear and really think about the stacking effect. So, Mona, Have you gone through the seven levels deep? Were you here for that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure part of that you might have thought about your mom and success. Would you mind sharing what your why was, or one of them in the seven levels deep?
Yes. My why is actually my mom. And something that's more like impactful about this story, you guys, is I have a girl on my team that ended up joining my team like a couple months later. And I went through this phase in my life where the person responsible for my mom's death, I've forgiven her. But I went through a long time where I was like really, you know, hateful towards her and all these things, you know, just growing up and stuff. But my why is my mom because of this reason. I always said that I want to go out with more purpose and love and attention, because everyone who knew my mom, or, you know, people that tell me stories about her and stuff, they always say how great of a person she was, you know, how much she cared and loved into people. So I would say my legacy is love, like carrying on her love. But I had a girl who joined my team, and she ended up like breaking down, crying, and we're talking and stuff. And she's an amazing person. I've been helping her for months. And she goes, I just have to tell you something. She goes, the person responsible for your mom's death is actually my cousin. And she said, I didn't know how to tell you these things, you know, and we talked about it, but I told her, I said, tell your cousin that I forgive her and everything is okay. You know, I wish her the best. She has a child herself. And, you know, I said, her son needs a mother in his life, you know, and tell her that it's okay. You know, she doesn't have to live in this regret or pain or anything anymore, that I sent her that forgiveness. And my why was answered for me. Also, again, very early, I'm about to probably cry right now, but through that experience, so.
First off, Mona, you're an amazing young woman, and I'm so glad I have the opportunity to meet you. And those people who watch this course forever are sending you love. You'll have energy and prayers and love sent through the universe for decades. So thank you for being so brave. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a light on this earth and inspiring others. So I just want to share that before we go any further. So go ahead. So amazing that you shared that and that message got back to her.
Yeah. The message got back to her. Things are better. She's doing a lot better herself in life too. But just my why was my mom, and that was the purpose. And for me, that was also the confirmation that I was on the right track. So.
Beautiful. So beautiful. So if you think of that, you have the amethyst and you have the picture of your mom. That anchors in that why you're doing it, right? And then also when we went through the evolution of telling a story, right? We all have a story. The story that got us here is not the story that'll take us there. Did you recognize a story? And I think you already kind of shared it, the story that probably hurts your future. What was the story that kind of hurts your future?
That, you know, I didn't have parents or, you know, people in my life, so I couldn't be anything. I'm not worthy enough. You know, I'm not good enough. No one cares. And always feeling like I was alone because I didn't have that support or things like that. But it actually benefited me very well by not having that in my life. Now that I'm realizing it, it made me stronger. So.
Okay, so lead right into the new story you have. What's a better story about that same situation, right? I was vulnerable and shared my childhood situation with my dad. That could have been my anchor. But I my hair standing up on my arms right now, thinking about you and thinking about that. So how is that your story now?
Now it's, my mom's always been with me. You know, she never left me. It's not anyone's fault. It's no one's to blame. God had that happen for a reason. And I'm just like her. I'm a part of her. You know, I'm so grateful to come from a person like that who was so loving and so genuine, and just knowing that that's with me every day. I have all that I need. So I'm actually grateful that it happened that way, because it's going to make me be a better mother too when I do have children, you know, a great mom. And I take pride in that. I'm doing all of this work now because I want to be a phenomenal mother, you know, and have that interaction with my kids and everything. So I'm always inspired hearing you about your story about being a great dad, because that's very powerful. That just means so much. So my story now is that it didn't hurt me. It didn't hinder me. I didn't lose anything. In fact, I gained so much. And she is here, you know, whether she's on a pin, on my coat jacket or my stone and stuff, she's always with me. So Yeah.
Again, I have to say it again. I'm so proud of you, Mona. I mean it. And I can't wait to hear your name and watch you soar. But do you see, not but, and I want you to see the stacking effect. Because right now, we're all together. You're sharing this in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people will see this story, Mona, and be inspired by it. But if you just had the amethyst and the pin, if you just had your why, if you just had a story, each individual thing, if you just put a vision board and stickies all over, each individual thing could really help you move forward. But when you combine them together, the stacking effect won't allow you to go backwards. You can't let your mom down. She's watching you every day and she knows your potential and she wouldn't be happy unless you lived into that full potential. To know that you are recreating so your kids will live a different life. Like, again, my parents did the best they can, but I am not the same dad my dad was. He did the best he could. My grandfather was kind of a monster. He was really mean to his kids and physically abused them and knocked my dad's teeth out when he was in second grade and all that. My dad didn't do that to me, but that was lingering. But by the time it got to me, Mona, I changed that forever, right? And I don't think I would change any of that. And I'm so proud of the woman you are, and you can't change those circumstances. But to find fuel in that, to use that as your strength, and to recreate that story, and to utilize all these little pieces. Look at, like, I see your tears of love for your mom, but I also see a hunger in there that's not gonna stop. I could be wrong, but I see pure fire with you, Mona. Do you see the fire in her eyes that will not let her quit? Like, I already know your future. You might think I'm crazy on saying it, but there's nothing gonna stop you. And these little pieces are what allow you to overcome everything. That's kind of the name of this section is, I wanted to do it at this part is because when you add all the parts, there's nothing that can stop you. Will you hit roadblocks again? Absolutely. Will you question yourself again? For sure. Will the villain try to take ownership and say, come on, Mona, you lost your mom. You're in a really tough industry. You're juggling too many businesses at once. You didn't go to the best colleges, or maybe you did, or you don't have the money like other people have. Or you don't. It's all BS. It's all BS. There's no common thread to successful people except for the fact of those that don't give up. It's not about if you're gonna be successful. It's just, are you gonna quit before you get there? And I don't see that ever happening to you. You touched our hearts, and we're all so proud of you, and we're cheering you on. Any last words or anything else you want to share?
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you all. I'm wishing you guys all abundance and excellent health in your lives.
Well, we're sending it back to you in a big way, Mona. Thank you for sharing your heart and being so vulnerable with us, and get after it. And we'll be cheering you on.